Can you tell us what the President said when you raised this on the PA?
Firstly, the President's mind is on getting fast-track the STEM, which is pretty important for the WTO realm. Secondly, he's got a number of trade deals at Congress now, which he'll be go there. Obviously, the agreement with Peru hasn't been put through Congress yet, and also the agreement with Colombia. And I understand the US negotiators are pretty close to concluding with Korea. Now, with the debate that's going on between the administration and Congress, number one priority is to try and secure support for that. So this isn't a time when the US is actually adding anyone to a negotiating list. What we've done is strongly register our interest at such a point as it becomes possible to open up the negotiation.
And what was his reaction to that? And some future points, what was he?
I think his reaction is pretty much as we heard on the Hill yesterday, that New Zealand doesn't present a lot of the problems and issues, perhaps, that getting agreement in the US system presents with other agreements. So I come away thinking that there'll be a time, as I said yesterday. I don't think it's a question of if, I think it's a question of sure.
Did he say to you that there are any obstacles in the way of a free trade deal, perhaps, next?
No obstacles with respect to New Zealand. The obstacles are that at the moment the administration is trying to work out how to get support for the trade deals it has negotiated through Congress. So adding others right now is a good problem.
How did you find this meeting compared to the meeting you had with him 5 years ago?
I think over the course of the last 5 years, the President and I have got to know each other a lot better. We've been at a lot of international meetings together. I think this will be the ninth time we've met and had a chance to talk. So, in a sense, you pick up a dialogue based on having heard each other speak a lot at multilateral meetings like the APEC meetings. We've got a pretty clear idea of each other and what sort of people we are and what the issues are. I found we've been very well briefed on the issues relevant to New Zealand. He's well aware of the contributions we make. Obviously, counter-terrorism, counter-deliberation are pretty important to the US and they're pretty important to us. So there's a lot of common points there.
Did most of the nuclear situation come up at all? Does that raise the issue at all?
Not as something that was an obstacle to good relations.
Was it registered in the nuclear issue?
Yes, but not as an obstacle to good relations.
Given our involvement in Afghanistan, you raised the issue around joint exercises.
No, we haven't discussed that today, but I'm satisfied that we need to work together. We do work together. We haven't had any substantive discussion in Iraq, but a little discussion walking to lunch. I'm interested in the regional conversation that's occurring around Iraq, the involvement of the neighbours in that conversation. And that's starting to come through at the UN as well, that the region is interested in where this can go with them being more involved in the international community.
Have you seen on the board context?
Was the anti-nuclear legislation brought up?
In the context of the US being well aware that this is a well-established and supported policy within New Zealand.
Why does it have to be mentioned at all?
Simply to register that they are aware of what the situation is in New Zealand.
What did he say?
That he'd read it right, that it's pretty important in New Zealand.
Does he see it as something of a barrier?
No, it's not raised as a barrier.
And what about Iraq? You say you talked about it on the way. What did you tell him about your view? Did you give him your view?
Well, the President's obviously very, very close to this, and this is a week in Washington where it's at Congress there's going to be a vote around Iraq. Having listened, I indicated that we felt that the drawing in of the neighbours in the regional conversation was important. We're mindful that most of the nations around Iraq are Sunni-led nations, that there are particular sensitivities vis-a-vis Iran, vis-a-vis Shiite-led government in Iran, and so the regional conversation is extremely important. I'm also aware that at the UN there's starting to be a bit more interest in the Regency and UN involved. The UN's been very low profile in Iraq. So we're an onlooker. We're listening to what's coming out of the region, listening to what's happening with the UN, and wondering if at some future point the international community might find a way to engage the talks around the problem.
What do you think the prisoners mean when they said that they were thinking of things and thinking of things?
It's been good to see the art of the US government, which delivers some of the aid. Generation coming. They have criteria for who they support, and at this point the Vanuatu's qualifying for that. I've indicated in a speech yesterday that let's hope that others can also take advantage of that, but certainly aid is one area. I think the other area is on issues around good governance stability in the Pacific. The State Department does have a senior envoy visiting Tonga shortly, and I said to the President from New Zealand's point of view, the more democracy the better at Tonga. We'd like to see Tonga make the transition to being a full constitutional monarchy where the people decide who the government is, and I'm sure the US will have a message consistent with that. There's been a lot of liaison and dialogue about the Pacific situation.
Prime Minister, in there when you mentioned free trade, the reaction of the President, he sort of chuckled and smiled. Why do you think he did that? What would be the context of him reacting like that?
He's pretty passionate about it, but he's been frustrated in trying to achieve it. He's frustrated with the Doha. Every year I go to APEC, we discuss Doha. He's very committed, but it's been difficult, obviously, in Doha, and now he's got his issues about fast track for the Congress. He's got a few issues to work through.
So that was really quite visible watching it. So that was a mark of frustration, you think?
He would like to see progress on trade as one of the legacies of his administration.
On did you raise at all the desire for the two countries' militaries to train together again?
We didn't get into that sort of detail. I'm seeing Secretary Gates in it later this afternoon, so we'll talk about the level of cooperation. I think you also saw the two press statements that made available on the California relationships.
Are they kind of small matters, but symbolic?
They're appropriate to our size as a country and relevant to the projects. With the CATO, the former development project that was supported in North Korea, we were putting in about $500,000 a year over 7 years, which is quite a significant contribution for us. Now we've got to work through with the International Actions Agreement Working Group what our contribution will be to this one, but suffice it to say that we'll be in because we believe the cause of denuclearizing Korean Peninsula.
Thank you very much.